Random House Audio presents Twilight at the World of Tomorrow, Genius, Madness, Murder, and the 1939 World's Fair on the Brink of War. Written and read by James Morrow.
Anyone who thinks about the future must live in fear and terror. From To Posterity, Einstein's letter placed inside the Westinghouse time capsule at the 1939 New York World's Fair. Author's note. The trouble with intellectuals is that they don't know what a World's Fair is all about, wrote George R. Layton in Harper's Magazine. A World's Fair is an art form, a combination of beauty and bombast, and the universal hankering for a holiday. Mr. Layton visited the 1939 New York World's Fair, and later the 1964 version, and sums up one of the most important questions this book attempts to answer. What makes a World's Fair a success? Money or love? There's something enduringly magical about a world of tomorrow built on an ash heap and poised directly between two of the most catastrophic and self-defining events in 20th century American history, the Great Depression and World War II. No matter the cost, the result was a promise that life would soon be brighter, easier, and filled with more leisure time than anyone had ever known. And in that way, the world of tomorrow looked hopeful to a degree that it hasn't ever since. This book came about as the result of an accidental finding one day as I was strolling around the grounds of Flushing Meadows Corona Park, the site of both the 39 and 64 World's Fairs. There, buried in the ground outside of the only remaining building from the 1939 fair, which now...